Hi guys, today we're going to make a rainbow loom pencil grip and I'm going to show you how to do it. It's really easy. Just got to figure out a couple of things in the beginning. Make sure you're grabbing the right bands. But what you want to do is take your rainbow loom contraption and this actually pops out. So normally the arrow is pointed away from you. This time it's going to be pointed towards you and you want to make sure you don't have any blue pieces below you. Because you need that, you need it to be open when you put that square together. So see how we have four, and you can work right through that. So we're gonna start our bottom row. It's gonna be twisted away from you. Same goes here. And I always suggest have your pause button ready and pause till you can keep up and work alongside of us. That's going to get your best result. You're going to take it here and twist it around. Make sure you put it all the way down, but that it's stacked properly. Because you're going to have to hook those in the right order. Now, you've got all your crisscrosses. You're going to take your second one. Just put it straight around. You don't need to twist the second or the third one or any of them from here on out. So left up, your upper to your right. Same way, you're always going to work in this pattern. Make sure you're pushing your rubber bands down so they're in the right stacked order. That's really important to making this one work. Okay, now I'm going to add my third color, blue. Same goes, just straight up, straight across, top down, and last one is going to go from here to here. Okay. I'm going to zoom in tight because I'm going to show you this is the key to what we're going to do. We're going to start here with your bottom purple. See how it's facing towards you? You're going to go hook under. Normally on rainbow loom for things, you go in and hook this way. This way you're going to hook up and over, but take your bottom purple one and bring it over. Okay, now on the first one, you're just going to leave that one alone and you're going to start over here, your second bottom purple one. Bring that over. Okay, now you're going to take your other purple one, your second from the bottom, that was second from the bottom, now it's on the bottom purple one, bring it over. So you're going to do both of your same colors on this hook. Okay, now you're left with your yellow and your blue. Come over here to your top right. Same thing, bottom purple. Grab it, take it over. Now your other purple one that was second to the bottom, it's now the bottom. Take it, hook it over. Okay, now your bottom purple in the front. Hook it over to the middle, second one from the bottom, now it's the bottom, hook it over. Remember that one you left here before? Now you're going to hook that one over. Okay, so here's your new pattern. You've got your purple on top, it was on your bottom, so now you're going to add purple on top because you want to continue that flow. So you're going to add new purple rubber bands, but gently push it down and start adding the same way, bottom to up, left top to right top, right top to right bottom, and right bottom to left bottom. Okay, here we are again. You pushed everything down, so you've got your bottoms. Now they're your yellows on the bottom. You're going to take your bottom yellow hook, bring it over to the middle. Now you're going to move up to your left top, grab that bottom yellow, make sure it's the bottom yellow, it's real important. Hook that over to the middle. Now you're going to take your second yellow, take that, hook it over. Okay. Top right, bottom yellow, hook it over. Other yellow, hook it over. Okay. Okay, follow me to the front. Bottom yellow, hook it over. Now it's your other bottom yellow. That was your second bottom yellow. Hook it over. Okay, last one. It's your yellow hook. Why stacking is so important, that it stays in order when you push it down. Blue one's being finicky. I grab that. Okay, bring it over. Okay, so now we got yellow on top. So that means we're going to add yellow rubber bands on top. But first you're going to push it down so you have that same order. So your pencil and pen grip is going to start developing as you keep doing this, and it's going to come down through the bottom, and you're going to do that until you get the length you want for your pencil grip. So just keep doing this. Again, you just finished yellow, so you're going to add a yellow. Bottom left to top left to right top, right top to bottom right, and bottom right to left right. The process starts all over again. Again, you take your one, your bottom, very, very bottom one, your very bottom blue, bring it over. Take your bottom blue here, bring it over. Your other blue, bring it over. Right top, make sure you get that bottom one first. You can maneuver your bands to get that. Okay, bottom blue, over. Next blue, over. Bottom blue here, over. Next blue, over. Last blue, over. So now that your blue's on the top, you're gonna add another row of blue on the top. Push down. Start the process over and keep doing this all the way until you have that length of a pencil or pen grip that you want. So now we're at a place where it looks like we've got a good pencil grip or a pen grip, and we're ready to take it off. What you want to do is make sure you finish everything off up until the last two. So grab your yellow, or at least finish it off to your last color, if that makes sense, which my last color will be blue. So I want to leave two on each hook of the blue, since that's going to be my last color I got there. So okay, the yellows, those are all finished off. Now I'm going to take my hook and go through and grab right there, stick it through so it gets off and comes up here. Second hook. Be real careful during this so you don't lose it all. Got to get it all on there. And our last hook is going to be this blue over here. Okay. Now you can pull it out. There is your pencil grip. You want to keep it on here and take your pencil pointed this way and stick it in the back of the hole and really, really maneuver it up slowly. Just kind of pull it down on the pencil and maneuver it all the way to the top till it sticks out the top. See how it's sticking out right there? Okay. Keep going a little bit. There you go. So now you have it sticking out. All right. This is really important that you do this in order. You want the one right here, the two blues that are attached to this one, closest to the hook is going to go over first. And then you can take it out. Okay. Now you've got your next one that's closest to the tip of the hook is going to go over the pencil. Push it down and take it out. Because if those come loose, you'll lose the whole thing. Now I've got this other one closest to the tip. See how that's working? Because it can slide over like that. And then the last one goes over like that. Okay, now you're going to push it down. And you can keep pushing it down as you sharpen your pencil. But there you've got a nice grip, a nice pencil grip. And it's really cute and fun. You can take it like that, and just, it's, you can do like different colors, you can, but there is your Rainbow Loom Pencil Pen Grip. We'd love you to subscribe. Just click on the top left box on our screen. Also, leave a comment below. We'd love to hear what you'd like us to make next.